I didn't do nothing to you, Paul. Not one thing. Not one thing have I ever done to you. You've been messing with me for the last 3.5 years, man. And remember, first words out of your mouth, your radio sounds like crap. So you're the one who started it.
Yeah, I made a mistake. It wasn't your radio. It's your voice.
Yeah, well, I'm here to stay. There ain't nothing you're going to do about it. Every time you talk about me, I'm going to key you up and I'm going to say something. And I'm going to make you talk to me and take up parts of your day. I don't care.
And any other time when we're just talking, you're going to jam us like you've been doing, right? You and your crew, right?
I keyed up the radio. I turned on the radio this morning and you were talking away, man. So, yeah, I'm going to do it. Every time you're talking about me, jam it. I'm going to key up. I'm going to say something.
It's not worth the breath you're wasting.
Tell that to your leader over there who thinks he's above the law.
Above the law, but I don't jam nobody. Unlike you, you and your friends jam people out of hatred. That's what you do. You go ahead and lie about it all you want. I'm on to you and your little crew there.
You make it up because I'm living in your head.
Go, Sam. Just what I was talking about, living in their head. Yeah, they're living in our heads, but they jam us every time we're out here talking, no matter what we're talking about. Their crew, who's got the free rent? I think they better take another look at it.
Hey, Paul, I own a couple acres in a farmhouse in your head. I don't say nothing, and you're always talking about me. You're talking about me on Ham, CBN on here, and I don't even say nothing to you.